Requiem, a Mass for the Living in four movements. Translated from the original English text. These ruins I have shored against my fragments. Requiem Aeternam. 1. The chosen have already left us. Their cars on the side of the roads, bumper stickers and sheep's blood as sigils to call a rain of angels down upon them. Lights hazarding clues as to where they went from here. I do not know for sure. I only have an educated guess. So here we sit, the rest eternal, eternally at rest, eternally left behind, to suffer in blind ambivalence, denied the doorway, denied the steps into darkness, denied the pass through the dark mountains to the other side. Instead, with each egress, we digress and regress, and always come back out again at the beginning, and always then at the middle, the shore with no passage, no passage to the other side, only watching and waiting and watching the grains of continents drift away in the surf, and perhaps sometimes drawing strength from a universal half-truth of erosion. 2. So, roiling in the surf, as I roiled on the shore, a tennis ball which I plucked from the foam and forced into metaphor. Or rather, the attempt was made. The ball itself would not be so moved. There it was, constantly reaching the shore, but rolling back again into the sea, and I thought, yes, it is the same but without man or hill, and then, ah, what a happenstance rife with meaning. What portents do you bring? I asked. Nothing, it replied. Impossible. You must mean something. Nothing, again, nothing. But, I screamed, this is madness! When the larger, seemingly significant events in one's life lack even the semblance of meaning, it is only natural to look to smaller occurrences such as this for succor. Such are the births of religion, it said. But, I continued, the universal truths, the universal meanings, they all escape me. If I cannot piece together enough meaning to impose it on such an inconsequential moment as this... Such are the deaths of faith, it said. Now we are getting somewhere. 3. So the rest is silence? If so, how much rest can we achieve in this quiet cacophony? We swear we will speak only the truth, and therefore our mouths move without meaning. Soundless and furious, we attempt to force from our lips promises which no language can truly muster. Therefore we, the rest, are indeed silent. Speak we eternal, but eternal we silent.